Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The election advisory committee members and the introduction of the Kachemak Bay Watershed Collaborative will be the main items of discussion at the 2023 Homer Fish and Game Advisory Committee public hearing scheduled for January 10th at the Kachemak Bay Research Reserve. Information on the Homer Fish and Game Board proposals can be found on a link on our story at ryukenai.com. All meetings are open to the public. Advisory committees are open to public and are intended to provide a local forum on fish and wildlife issues. Their purpose includes developing regulatory proposals, evaluating regulatory proposals, and making recommendations to the appropriate board, providing a local forum for fish and wildlife conservation and use, including matters relating to habitat, and cooperating consulting with interested persons and organizations, including government agencies, and encourage youth and elder involvement in committee activities. Again, the meeting is scheduled for January 10th at the Kachemak Bay Research Reserve. Artists with a love of capturing the natural world, giving back to the land, have a one-of-a-kind opportunity to combine both passions into one program. Interested creative types are encouraged to apply for the Voices of the Wilderness Artist-in-Residence program in Alaska being offered during the 2023 summer season. Applications for the program are being accepted now through March 1st of 2023. To download application, visit the link at ryukenai.com on the news story. The program is Alaska-based and is open to artists from anywhere in the world. These talented folks are partnered with the wilderness specialists to take part in a research or stewardship projects while creating art in unique places in the state. An artist's final artwork is often used in environmental educational or promotional materials to help others learn more about the value of our wild public lands. This year's program features 11 wilderness areas and includes areas managed by the USDA Forest Service, National Park Service, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It's open to artists of all types, from visual to audio, performance art, and more. Apply now to experience the wilderness and use creativity to share art inspired by Alaska's national forests and other public lands where nature, people, and tradition come together. Again, the application can be found on the story at ryukenai.com. The size of Alaska's population remained essentially unchanged from July 2021 to July 2022 based on population estimates released by the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. The state grew by an estimated 451 people, or 0.06%, the second consecutive year of small increase. Despite slight overall growth, net migration, in migrants minus out migrants, resulted in a loss of 2,489 people. Alaska has lost more movers than it gained every year since 2013, but losses slowed during the pandemic. Alaska's 65 and older population grew 5%, and the 18 to 64-year-old group declined by 1%. The state's highest median age was 49.4 in the Huna-Angoon census area. The Kuslavak census area was youngest at 24.4. 26 of Alaska's 30 boroughs and census areas lost population over the year. The Matanuska-Susitna borough grew the most, 2,666, followed by the Kenai Peninsula borough at 909. Fairbanks North Star borough lost the most people at negative 982. Complete estimates for the state, boroughs, census areas, cities, and census-designated places are available on the story at ryukenai.com. Also available are estimates for census tracts, school districts, and Alaska Native regional corporations, and estimates by age and sex for each borough and census area, and for places with populations of 1,000 or more. Again, for the complete data, visit the story on our website at ryukenai.com. And KSRM is home of the Seattle Seahawks, who are fighting to keep their playoff hopes alive this weekend. Seattle hosts the Rams on Sunday afternoon at Lumen Field. Pre-game at 10 a.m., kickoff at 12:25 here on KSRM. And that's news of the Kenai in Alaska. I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.